They could just listen to texts. It may sound like fantasy, but with all the progress in technology, I think it is very possible.
Improvement. 6. What kind of skills do you think library staff should have?
I think library staff should always be very well informed as to where things are located in the library. This will enable them to help people to save time in finding what they need, which is a very big help in our busy times. I think they should also be very courteous, as people who are using the library can often be under a lot of pressure and often need a lot of help. Library staff should also be efficient and have organisational skills. They may have to take care of a lot of details, and it would make things very difficult for those using the library if items were lost or difficult to find. Last but not least, library staff should be patient. They may be faced with a myriad of requests each day, and those using the library will be unhappy if the staff are frustrated, impolite, or upset.
7. What can be done to make libraries more attractive?
I am interested in interior decorating, and one thing I would recommend for libraries is to incorporate more neutral colours into the decor. I believe that nowadays libraries are decorated to use maximum space and reflect maximum light. Browns and other muted colours can create a warm atmosphere. Comfortable and attractive seats can also make the environment more inviting. Also, I am in favour of having works of art in libraries. Not necessarily originals, but good quality copies of famous works are attractive as well as educational.
8. How has the internet affected the popularity of libraries?
Certainly the internet provides easy access to sources of information, although their validity should be suspect. However, there is nothing on the internet that replaces picking up an actual book and reading it. Reading a book is a tactile experience. Books can be carried everywhere and read at any time. Although I use the internet for a number of things, I have in my personal library about 300 reference books, and I find things in them that I do not find on the internet. I augment this library with books from the public library.
Topic 11. A library. Libraries. 1. What kind of people go to libraries most often?
I think people of all ages use the library. However, I think students use the libraries more often than older people. I often see young children in the library, but I think university students use the library the most frequently. In my opinion, the older generation use libraries the least. Some are too busy, and others have no interest in books.
2. Why do you think a library is a good place for reading?
I think that the atmosphere in the library is conducive to reading because, number one, it is one of the quietest places you can go. Also, if you start reading something and you find you are not interested in it, it is one of the best places to find another book. Nowadays, many people read from computers. It is very convenient, therefore, to be able to access materials on the internet at the library.
3. Even though it might cost a lot to maintain a library, do you think the government should open more public libraries?
On the one hand, I think that it is very worthwhile to have plenty of libraries. On the other hand, with the way technology is improving practically each day, it may be wiser to invest in making computers more accessible to more people. It is possible to go to an internet cafe and go online, but much of this time is spent on worthless computer games and watching movies. Establishing computer libraries and teaching people how to use them beneficially might be a good idea.
4. Do you think public libraries should be free of charge?
It would be nice if libraries were free, but usually you have to pay a fee or put down some kind of deposit. I don't think this is too unreasonable, as people often do not appreciate things they get totally for free. If people know they can get their deposits back if they do not damage any books, then it makes them more careful. Of course, the government should subsidise libraries so that people do not have to pay exorbitant costs.
5. How do you think libraries will change in the future?
I can picture a future where computer technology will enable us to have easy access to all the resources a library provides. People may not even have to read.